may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall and selling that girl, she the one for me, and I ain't even planning the call. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Welcome to the Birds in the Berg Football Podcast, episode 40, the Big 4-0. I am your host, Fred Halbig, and joining me as always, Jay. What's up, bro?
Hey, buddy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Just chilling, you know, little daddy daycare tonight, just me and the boy hanging out.
Yeah, and hear him over the intro.
Yeah, he likes, loves to talk, so you'll be hearing him all episode. But other than that, I got the Ravens game on right now. They're about to kick off. So I'm just, you know, just chilling, watching some football, man. Life's pretty good, I guess. So what's going on with you?
Nothing, man. I'm at work, so I can't watch it right now.
Okay. So we're gonna do a quick one before somebody busts into that conference room.
Yeah, nothing like a doctor walking in on you. That's fun.
Yes. So, all right, a couple of huge games this week with some playoff implications for the Steelers and the Eagles. We got the Bills going into Pittsburgh for a Sunday night matchup, battle of some of the top defenses in the NFL. And then we have a couple bottom dwellers, the Redskins and the Eagles, playing a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Huge playoff implications for the Eagles there. They got to win. They control their own destiny. So they got to pull that one off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't say bottom dweller when you still have a chance for the division at this point.
Yeah, shocking. I know.
Dude, it's crazy.
I'll take it. If they can just get in, I'll be happy with it. I know I've said all year that if they get in, they're going to get smoked, which they will. But it's always nice to see some January football.
Yeah, and I think we both can agree that our teams probably won't do much in the playoffs, but that's what you want to see. You want that extra football. Like you said, January football is always the best. So,
absolutely. All right, so before we get into our game previews real quick, I want to talk about a little somebody that we haven't spoke about in a long time. And that is the craziness of Antonio Brown. Jay, did you see his latest stunt?
What, the apology or the meltdown?
Apology and then the meltdown, which, of course, I could have put $1,000 down bet on that was going to happen.
It's the craziest thing. And everyone knows that it's the circle of life with Antonio Brown. He's going to apologize and then he's just going to lose his shit again because he's not getting his way.
Yeah. I mean, he's a moron. The dude's an asshole. He was freaking out basically saying the NFL's racist and that he don't want to play in the NFL more and this and that, blah, blah, blah. It's all bullshit. He wants to play in the NFL. He wants the money. So just quick question real quick. Is he ever going to take another snap in the NFL?
Dude, that's a tough one. Because before this, I would have said yes.
Yeah.
But now you're coming out saying everybody's racist against you. They're singling you out when that's not even close to true. Yeah. I don't see how your race has to do with the fact that you're accused of raping somebody. The case is still ongoing.
I'm just going to say that his biggest problem isn't his sexual assault case right now. His biggest problem is he can't shut the fuck up.
That's very true.
Like, AB, somebody just needs to grab a hold and be like, AB, shut the fuck up. Because that is the only thing holding him back from playing in the NFL. There have been a shit ton of terrible human beings that have done terrible shit that gets investigated. They take a short suspension and then they're back in the NFL. You want to know why? Because they know how to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and you're right. For some reason, he just doesn't know how to shut his mouth. And he's his own worst enemy, like you just said.
Dude, and he's an idiot.
I've never seen anybody like this before.
No, it's like self-sabotaging. Like But I think he's just too – I don't know if he's just so stupid.
I think that's what it is. And they said that was one of the things that made him drop into the sixth round, too. is they just didn't think he was smart enough. Like, what? A lot of people thought he was dumb coming out, too.
I mean, you can tell by his Twitter. Sounds like he's in third grade trying to spell and correct grammar or whatever. Yeah. So, all right, sorry. Real quick, do you think he plays, though, again?
Yeah, I think somebody takes a chance on him.
He's too talented.
I get that, but I also think it's going to be something like – I wouldn't be surprised if he's not signed – if he is still a free agent by training camp.
I think it's going to drag on till at least after the draft. And then you might even see, like you said, after a mini camp or a first week of training camp, if somebody gets injured
on a team. I think that's the biggest thing, yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll see somebody go after him. It also depends on what the NFL decides to do with his suspension.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Like, everyone's saying, oh, this team needs to sign him now. He's not going to play.
No, he'll get put on the exempt list.
Yeah, they already said they'll put him on the exempt list.
And Goodell, at this point. Goodell came out, like, yesterday and said there's way more to investigate with him still.
Yeah, they have a lot more work to do. So,
but, well, we both agree he's too talented. Somebody will probably take a flyer on him. And then God knows what happens from there.
He'll play a week and then leave.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's just like right before his he issued that apology, he was just tweeting at the Patriots. You guys got to get me back, posting videos and all that.
That he didn't write, by the way.
No. It was spelled correctly, so you know for sure it wasn't him. But he posted this thing that a fan posted, going after Kraft again.
Yeah, I know. He's an idiot and a sociopath and all kinds of stuff. But talent normally trumps everything in the NFL, and I could see him, like you said, getting signed at some point again next year.
Yeah, and I mean, with the tweets he was posting, somebody asked, AB, it doesn't look like you want to be back in the league, and he said, I'm good on them folks. So it's like, I guess you don't want to play?
Yeah, he wants to play. Is that what it is now? Money talks. Yeah, and if somebody's offering you $1 million or whatever his league minimum would be, he ain't saying no. All right,
might need it soon. So
that's it. I'm done with Antonio Brown now, and I'm sure. I just wanted to get that off my chest a little bit because he's a moron.
It's hilarious too. I'll talk about that dummy every day. Yeah, because it's something new every day, and it's hilarious.
And hey, I actually thought the Steelers might bring him back in the offseason, maybe.
No,
and then
I never
he started
thought
talking
that.
Shit on Ben again.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody said he misses Ben, and he's like, I'm done with that loser or something like that. It's like, go ahead, man.
All right, well, we'll move on to our games then. We'll start with the Philadelphia Eagles game. It's down in Washington, D.C. The Eagles are now 6-7 and tied with the Dallas Cowboys, who have a tough game against the Rams this week. Yeah, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? Tied for the division lead at 6-7.
Division.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Eagles, they can't take this game lightly. I know it's the Redskins. I know they have, I think they're like 3-11 or 3-10, whatever. 3-9.
3-10.
Yeah, not very good. But they've been playing good ball lately. They got a tough defense. They've won 2 out of their last 3 games. And then last week, they held Aaron Rodgers in check pretty much, and they played hard. So it's a. It's going to be tougher than what people think. Although, down in D.C., tickets are going to be cheap. Redskins fans are scarce nowadays. It's going to be like a home game for Philadelphia. The fans are going to pack that stadium. So it's basically going to be a home game for them. I think that can help out.
You think you guys will travel that well?
Yeah, bro. It's only like a 2-hour. Yeah, the Eagles travel pretty – their fans travel well, and they're still in it, you know, after their win last week. What concerns me going into this game is the injuries still. Obviously, Alshon was put on IR, so he's done for the year with a foot injury. Then Lane Johnson's out with a high ankle sprain. He's out at least this week, possibly next week against the Cowboys, which will be huge. But I could see him pushing through and trying to play. He played with a high ankle sprain last year. He's a tough dude. He can get, you know, his body right and be mentally ready for that game. But this game worries me because Big V, their backup swing tackle, their right tackle, he kind of sucks. And Ryan Kerrigan has killed the Eagles over the years. Even Lane Johnson. Ryan Kerrigan has owned Lane Johnson. So that's a big – that defensive line, and this offensive line has not been playing well, along with the fact that there's going to be a bunch of new receivers out there again for Wentz. Without Alshon. What,
the three receivers that you have?
Yeah, I have a feeling they're going to roll with three again this week because they view Josh Perkins as a as like a wide receiver, even though he's listed as a tight end. Okay. But they just called up this kid, Robert Davis. He was on our practice squad since October. He was actually active with the Redskins earlier this year. I think he was a 6th-round pick of theirs a couple years ago.
Yeah.
From Georgia State. One of those one double, a small school. And he ran a 4.44 coming out of college. So he's a big kid, 6'3", has some speed. You know, he's going to be one of our starting wide receivers on on Sunday.
Yeah, and they said Malcolm Jenkins was pounding the table for this kid too.
Yeah,
to get brought up.
Yeah, him and Greg Ward. So we're gonna have Greg Ward, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who I guess wasn't injured at the end of the game. I don't know. It looked like he hurt his hamstring, but
small tweak.
Yeah, and then this Davis kid. So unless Nelly can get back, but what's he really at?
No.
So
drops, interceptions.
Yeah,
that's what he adds.
But let me tell you why this kind of excites me. I'm actually a little excited to see these young kids go out there. Some hungry kids. You got that Boston Scott, Miles Sanders, Josh Perkins, this Davis kid. I already forgot his first name.
Robert.
I don't know. Whatever. What it is? JJ. Greg Ward. These are all dudes that have a chance to be on the team next year.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. It's almost like a preseason game, but this shit matters. So I'm excited to see that because it's actually starting to look like with these young guys coming in and playing on offense and they're putting these young guys around Wentz, it's making it Wentz's team instead of having Alshon, who his problems have been documented in the past. People said he's the, you know, one of the guys who, involved in bashing Wentz in the offseason and stuff like that with those articles that were coming out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, you know, obviously Nelson Aguilar had a thing earlier where people said he had that burner account where he was bashing Wentz. And I don't know, man. I just think you need to fill that offense in that locker room with some young, hungry guys that look at Carson Wentz as their leader. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Nelly and Alshon really looked at Wentz that way because he didn't win a Super Bowl with him. You know what I mean? So I'm excited to see the offense. I think they're gonna keep using Boston Scott the way they used him last week. Wentz got to trust these kids. They got to protect Wentz. I'm worried about Washington's D-line. They're a really good defensive line. So it's going to be a tough game. I just think it's going to be a lot tougher than what people think. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I got a little bit of a cold here. Doug's got to really call a good game.
Yeah.
He's got to get these playmakers in space and let them do their thing, you know, get the ball out of Wentz's hand quick. Let's go to Washington's offense, though. They're going to be missing Darius Geis this week, who's been playing pretty good ball the past few weeks since he came back from an injury. So they're left with Adrian Peterson.
And that sucks for that kid.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for Geis. He's good. He just can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it stinks.
Yeah. That's sometimes just part of the game for once they go on from college to the pros, some of these guys just can't stay healthy and it sucks.
Yeah.
So he's out. And that's how they've been winning games, I feel like, because Dwayne Haskins has not been good. No, he has not been good. The last few weeks, he's only completing like 54%. I think he's at 55% on the year. His best game was last week where he completed 59% for 170 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. But, yeah, other than that, he just has not been good. He's been taking a lot of sacks. Washington's offensive line is pretty bad. So the Eagles defensive line should be able to get to him. Haskins is not very mobile. Yeah.
And he's banged up too.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a sprain, sprained his ankle last week, just a regular, not a high ankle sprain. So it's not as serious, but, yeah, he just hasn't been good. So they rely on the running game a lot. So now if the Eagles can just kind of stack the box and double up on McLaurin and try to make Haskins beat them, I think they'll have a good chance at winning this game. I'm going to get into my prediction. I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game because I think both defenses are better than both the offenses going this week. Wentz is going to play well, but it's going to be tough with just the lack of weapons and a lot of these young guys. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a turnover or two just from this miscommunications and stuff in the with the receivers. I'm gonna give it like a 17-13. I'm gonna go Eagles, bro.
Okay. I feel like you said you won't pick them no more this year, but cool. Go ahead.
Listen, I feel like this can come back and bite me in the ass. I'm going to go Eagles 17-13, and the difference is Haskins. I just don't think he's good enough to beat the Eagles.
Okay.
And I think Wentz will be better, even with these young guys. I'm excited to see how they play. 17-13 Eagles. It gets us back to 500 with our giant showdown with the Cowboys coming up week 16 for the division.
Mm.
That's it. Mm. That's all I got.
Man. Yeah, and they Dallas got –
they have the Rams.
The Rams.
In L.A. Yes, they, and the Rams have been playing really good football. So
you guys could have a full game.
We could have a game up on the Cowboys going into our matchup. So
yeah. And you win that week 17, don't matter, like we talked about last week. So we'll see. But you got to get through the Skins first.
Yeah.
Division game, tough game. I think Philly will pull this out because I just think offensively and defensively you're a better team. I think you make great points there. We're talking about these young kids coming up, and they're going to look up to Wentz more than Aguilar and Jeffries did. I think Wentz has to keep going, add on to what he did in the second half last game.
Yeah.
And this is the type of team that he should be able
to. He should be able to. And I think what changed in the second half last week for him was I think he kind of just was like, fuck it. I think he finally just said, like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just going to sling it. We're going to see what happens. And it worked out. And he said something in his press conference this week where, you know, they ask about, like, trust in the receivers. And he said, I don't have a choice but to trust them. He's like, they're all I got out there.
Yeah.
So I hope he just has that mentality and he goes out there and just keeps slinging it no matter what. And yeah, I think he's better that way. So I think when he's like just thinking too much, he gets too much in his head and he just needs to just be free and go play.
Yeah. When he second guesses and all that. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah.
So you think the Eagles win this one?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a relatively close score. Like you said, I think 17-13 is a good score to pick there. So.
All right. So we both got the Eagles this week. So that leaves us with the Buffalo Bills in Pittsburgh for Sunday Night Football. Battle of the top defenses. Huge game. This can determine the fifth or sixth seed in the wild card in the AFC.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if the Steelers lose this game with Tennessee moving up, I don't know how the time.
Tennessee
I mean,
will jump them.
Yeah, that's big for the Steelers.
Right now,
what do you got, Jack?
Right now, tied. Like you said, right now tied with the Tennessee Titans. So Steelers have to keep going on this, and for them to make the playoffs, they have to win two of the next three.
Yeah.
Here. So as far as Buffalo goes, Steelers right now are 2-point favorites Sunday night. Like you always say, it's the home field, so they always give the home team a little bit of a bump on that. So
yeah.
As far as this game goes. When you're looking at Buffalo, it all starts with that defense.
And their defense is legit.
Who are they good?
Yeah.
They are second or third in every category across the board, except for running. They're about middle of the pack.
Yeah, you can run on them. That's how the Eagles that's how the Eagles beat them earlier this year. They were able to run the ball with Jordan Howard a good bit.
Yeah, they're averaging about 110 yards a game on the ground. But through the air, you're not going to beat these guys. Steelers are really going to have to concentrate on the ground game. As of right now, it looks like Connor should be back for this game.
For how long?
Exactly. And that's the other thing. Keep with what you're doing. Give Snell the ball.
Yeah,
get Samuels involved. Let Connor mix in too, but then also switch it up with White. He's that young kid that they got on the team who's really fast. He ran like a 4.3.
Yeah.
And he's been looking real well.
Real change of pace there.
Yeah. He's been looking really good. They have been giving him. So just change of pace with him. With his defense, too, the other thing that they're not too great at is taking the ball away. They have 16 total takeaways on the year. So it's middle of the pack sitting there. Not great. Tre'Davious White leads the team with 4 interceptions.
Yeah, he's a shutdown corner.
He's really good.
That kid's legit. Really good. And I know you didn't bring it up yet, but it doesn't seem like Juju's going to play now.
No, I was going to get the Juju whenever we talked about the offense, but they said he had it's good. They said he had a setback today, so yeah, I'm assuming left practice it was his early. Knee because they said the concussion was cleared a couple weeks ago.
They said he was practicing his Fortnite dances.
Tweaked
his knee, I think.
Yeah,
a 12-year-old's birthday party he was at. It was really weird.
Yeah. Crazy filming it for Twitch or whatever. It's insane, dude. Juju, he really needs to do something.
Yeah, it's a bad year for him.
Yes. Yeah. And he was on pace, too, to get about 1,200 yards receiving. So,
really? Man, I didn't think he was doing that well before that.
I think it's going to be more focused on the ground game, but you're going to need Duck to have a decent game in this. And you're going to need James Washington and Deontay Johnson to perform, too, like they have been doing with Juju out. Some of the biggest things is they – with their defense, too, they can get after the quarterback pretty well. They're ninth in the league with 38 sacks. They have 3 players with 5-plus sacks. Jordan Phillips with 7.5, Shaq Lawson 5.5, and Ed Oliver with 5.
Ed Oliver, rookie. He's been pretty good.
Yeah, they say he's a monster in the middle of that line. Yeah. He's just been – and he's great at run defense, too. The numbers don't really show it, but he's been all-world for them. Another guy you got to watch out for, too, is Tremaine Edmonds. Brother of Terrell Edmonds.
Brother versus brother.
And week. Edmonds running back for the Steelers, Edmund too. Brothers. So we got 3 in this game.
Wow.
He's really, really good for them. 97 total tackles, 8 pass defenses on the year.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah, so sitting in the middle of that defense, he's really.
There's a reason he was like top 10, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Passing game, there's not going to be much available in this unless you're going to go short game on them and try to beat them with speed. They're 3rd in the league with passing yards allowed. So it's really going to rely on the run game. So hopefully Connor comes back, is able to finish this game.
Give him a little boost.
Yeah, I would like to see Connor be able to pound. But Snell has been looking good outside of that fumble. We could jump over to – we'll jump over to our offense. Josh Allen having a really good year, surprisingly. I don't think anybody
he's having an okay year.
For Josh Allen, I don't think anybody saw him taking a step forward either. He's protecting the ball pretty well for them, only 8 interceptions, almost 3,000 yards passing.
But how many touchdowns do you have?
17.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay, I guess. I don't know. He's a good athlete. He can make plays with his legs. I don't think he's that good. I'll never be a Josh Allen believer. But
I get that, but he's also – where he's doing a lot of his damage is on the ground.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, he can run.
Yeah, 400 yards running with 8 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The biggest thing – yeah. And he could get out of the pocket and scramble. Steelers did pretty well against Baker and injured –
He's a better athlete than Baker.
Kyler Murray. Yeah. I think Murray – is a little bit Murray's better, a better runner, athlete,
but he's also a midget
and he was hurt too
yeah.
in that game. But the thing with Josh Allen is 14 fumbles on the year.
Wow.
So when he gets out and they put it
on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one thing you need with that speed that they have with TJ.
Advantage of that.
And then with Devin too. And their backfield, they have really good 1-2 punch here with Gore and Singletary.
Singletary's looked really well the past few weeks. They're utilizing him more, getting him the ball in space on screens and stuff. He's going to be a tough matchup.
And then not bad at receiver either. John Brown has really showed up this year for them. Little over 900 yards. And then Cole Beasley.
Really, he's been good out of the slot.
It came alive these past couple weeks. I think that Dallas game really
rejuvenated him.
Yeah, he had almost like 200 yards in that game. Yeah. So,
fuck the Cowboys.
I guess the last thing with their offense is with the Steelers is taking the ball away with their defense. The Bills are not turning the ball over a lot. 14 total giveaways on the year. I think the most with that was with Allen with his 8 receptions.
And then fumbles, I'm guessing. If he had 14 fumbles, how many did he lose?
I'm not real sure on that number how many he lost, but
he puts it on
I'm sure it wasn't all with him. I guess the only positive I could take away from that is the Cardinals were actually had less giveaways on the year, and the Steelers got 3 interceptions off of them last week. So teams that don't give the ball away, the Steelers are taking it. So, I like that a lot. They've allowed 34 sacks on the year so far, so Steelers can get to them. I think they have a better pass rush than the Bills' line is. It's just containing.
Yeah, I think a lot of that has to do with Josh Allen holding on to the ball and running around and making plays, trying to do something too. But the Steelers are, the best team in the league at getting to the quarterback?
Yeah, they lead the league with sacks, or I think second in the league with sacks. And then T.J. Watt leads the league with forced fumbles. So you got a quarterback putting the ball on the ground a lot, and you have the best outside linebacker causing fumbles, so we'll take it. This is going to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I don't expect Duck to do a lot in this.
This game's really going to show you how good Duck is, I guess, or how well he can manage a game.
Yeah.
Because this is a legit defense.
Yes.
I'd have to say this is probably the best defense he's faced all year. I know he played the Chargers, right? But they were kind of sucking real bad at that point.
Yeah, that was his first start. But he also came in against Baltimore in that second half and was leading them to a comeback until Juju fumbled.
Yeah.
So he played
so we'll say, I'd still say this is probably going to be their toughest matchup.
Definitely for him.
So you'll see what he's made of here.
Yeah, you're going to see what you have with him with a little bit of pressure, guys that get to him.
Playoff-like atmosphere.
And also won't let him just chuck the ball downfield and let his guys go up and get it. Because like you said, man, sometimes that ball floats on him.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I got it low scoring. I still have the Steelers pulling this out 13-10.
Wow, real low scoring.
Yeah. Yeah.
My God, Lamar Jackson is just fast, man.
Yeah, I just saw that.
That bastard.
Yeah.
I don't know how, teams got to fit. I don't know what they can do. You got to spy them, but it seems like teams don't.
No. And I mean, they run that
that read option, that option
offense too. It's a little tougher, especially when you have Ingram running away. He's running.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He took a little pop earlier in the game too and got up. So we'll see. Yeah.
All right. So you have the Steelers winning this one 13-10.
Yeah.
I think
they have to.
I think the game being in Pittsburgh, a night game, is a huge advantage for the Steelers. Their defense is the best in the league right now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's going to be a tough one. I keep thinking every week I think the Steelers are going to lose and they end up winning.
I'll tell you this right now. This one scares me.
Yeah, this is a tough game.
Yeah.
I don't trust Josh Allen at all. But I also don't trust Duck against Buffalo.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you trust him more than Duck?
Yeah, but I think the Steelers' defense is better than the Bills' defense. I think, like you said, they'll be able to run the ball some.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to end in a 13-13 tie in overtime.
A safe bet there.
There we go. I'm going to go with the tie.
Tucker just missed an extra point.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game. Like, two really good defenses, two okay-ish offenses, playoff teams, though. So, it'll be a good Sunday night game. I'll be excited to watch it. I know we got some fans of the pod in town. I'm probably going to go hang out with them beforehand. I know they're all going to the game, bunch of Steelers fans. Losers. But, no, they're good people.
It's amazing. You have no friends that are Eagles fans.
I have one. My one buddy from college is from Eastern PA, Al.
Oh, okay.
My buddy Al. He's made the show before. Yeah, he listens. So shout out to Al. Go Birds.
So one.
Yeah. Cool. And, I think it's going to be a really good game. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully the Eagles can pull off a win and keep their playoff hopes alive. But we'll see.
Yeah. Dude, if you guys win, that sets up perfect.
It does. It comes down. It comes down to Wentz. It's Wentz's biggest game of his career. Then you have to beat the Cowboys in Philadelphia when the playoffs are on the line. Period. I don't care who you're playing with at that point, but you have to win that game. But we'll get into that more next week.
I'm still surprised that. I'm still surprised that they weren't flexed.
Me too, but oh well. It's a 4:25 game. Fox might have said, no, we're keeping this one.
Oh, we got Saturday games next week, too.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Who is the – let me see. Oh, Chiefs and Bears.
What, that night?
Next Sunday night.
Yeah,
so that's probably why it wasn't flexed.
I mean, that's a pretty shitty game. It's not even a conference game, and that means nothing. Like, the Eagles and the Cowboys will be playing literally for the NFC East. Even though we're going to be an 8-8, 9-7 playoff team.
I mean, you both could lose this week, and you have two teams under 500 playing for the division point.
You never know. So,
I don't know.
All right, but that's all I got for each of these games. Jay, you got anything else?
No, sir.
Right, we'll wrap it up there then. Go ahead and let them know where to find us.
All right, yeah, check us out on Twitter at @birds_berg. Get us on the Facebook page, Birds in the Berg Podcast. Please like, subscribe, and review on all podcasting sites, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave us some reviews. We a little bit of bump in the numbers past couple weeks.
Thank you, guys. Any new listeners out there, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it all.
Your son appreciates it.
Yes, our co-host Lincoln.
Yeah, so... yeah, that's it, man.
All right, sounds good. That was episode 40. Big 4-0.
Yeah, dude, 40. Wow.
The Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. Everybody enjoy your games this weekend, and we'll catch you next week.